You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me. This has been really interesting to kind of go through.
Yeah, so we're talking about if you want to sell your current home and buy the next house, how do you do it? Okay, do you sell your current home first, or do you go ahead and buy the next house and keep your current home? Maybe you want to rent it back. A lot of things to consider
lots
with this
of stuff. So you mentioned before we left the segment, buy and bail. What does that mean?
Okay, so buy and bail is a term that came out through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA. What was happening in the economic downturn was they'd want to buy the next house, so they would basically come up with a rental agreement to rent their current home, then they'd buy the next house, and maybe they were really renting their current home, maybe they weren't. But once they bought the next house, then they let the previous one go to foreclosure.
Okay.
Because maybe they were upside down on it. They know they couldn't sell it. So the government had to put something in place to stop people from doing that. And they called us the buy and bail. They would buy the next house and bail on their last house.
Bail out on it,
give it back to the bank. Bank takes big losses. Okay. They don't have to worry about qualifying for the next loan because they're already in that one. Right,
wow.
They're already in it. So
yeah, that's playing the game.
Right, so what the government did is they basically put guidelines in place to prevent it. And the way they did that is it's very difficult to count rental income on your current home if you want to buy the next one. Okay, so let's say even if it used to be you could just go ahead and get a lease agreement with somebody that was going to lease your house, and we could count that to help offset that current payment before you bought the next one.
Okay.
Now that's virtually impossible to do.
Okay,
It is remotely possible. You do have to have at least 30% equity. And
in that property.
In your current home, you have to have at least 30% equity.
Okay.
Several things have to happen, but in general, you're not going to buy the next house unless you can qualify for both payments.
Okay.
And if it appears that your current home might be upside down, then you're going to have enough money in reserve to show that you're going to be able to buy the next house and pay to get out of your last house, which may even require an appraisal on your last house.
Oh, wow. So there's some expenses coming up.
Right. There are several things that have to be considered, and that's where you really need a professional to help guide you through that process because it's not easy.
And that's you, right?
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that compliment. We do deal with this all the time, and it's something I've helped hundreds and hundreds of people get through that process because it's not easy. People will try to research things on the internet, and they think they have it figured out, and then there's some major piece of the puzzle they missed.
Well, the Doug Haldeman mortgage team is a great team to be on.
Well, thank you. My team seems to think so. We've definitely have been very fortunate that the show has supported us very well. We've had a lot of people, you know, I have thousands of clients that have helped over the years, and they just seem to keep coming back to us over and over again.
And that says a lot.
For advice. They seem to have a lot of trust, and it's because we never violate that trust.
Right. What are some other tools of the trade? What are some other things when I'm going through this whole buying and selling process? What are some other things?
Well, okay, so home scouting is something we've talked about on the show a lot. It's that free home search service that we offer that is the best home search out there. You can use it on your computer. You can use it on your smartphone. And it gives you every property that's on the MLS. Okay, so that's something. If you go to DougHaldeman.com and look for the home search tab, enroll in home scouting. Start using that. You're gonna love home scouting for searching for the next house.
Okay.
Now, one of the things I encourage people to do is if you enroll in home scouting, then you take your current home and you add it. You basically look at all your competition. You make it part of your search criteria.
Right.
You look at all your competition of everybody that's listed in your neighborhood, and you add them to your favorites. So every time they have a price reduction or a price change, you get a notification about it.
So that would be very helpful in this whole process.
Absolutely, that's very helpful. And knowing that the National Association of Realtors said that 50% of all transactions last year, the buyer found the property and then they brought it to a realtor.
Online, by viewing it online.
Right, by viewing it online, or for one method or another, they found the property and then brought it to a realtor.
Okay.
A realtor can still be very necessary there, but know that it may be up to you to find that property.
Right.
To find that best property, and that's where we try to give you the tools to be able to take advantage of that and have the latest technology out there that you can plug into.
Right. So I have a question because I remember my parents having, I wasn't very old, but I kind of remember my parents going through this process where they were trying to bridge the gap in between buying and selling the home. And there was a special loan, and I don't know what that's called.
You said bridge the gap, so I'm assuming you're talking about a bridge loan.
Okay. And so explain that a little bit. And is that even something we want to do?
Okay, so a bridge loan is not to buy a bridge.
Okay. Okay. It's
you're not gonna buy the Brooklyn Bridge. It's not for sale. A bridge loan is to help bridge you from your current home to the next home. So it basically is a loan that lets you access some of your equity to be able to use a down payment on your current home to use a down payment on the next one before you've actually sold it.
Okay.
So especially let's say if you want to rent out your current home.
Okay.
And you're not going to sell it, but you have a lot of equity, then you need to access that equity to be able to pay for the next one.
Right. Is that real beneficial to do?
Well, okay, so there's a few different ways to structure a bridge loan. Most true bridge loans they're very rare anymore.
Okay.
Traditional mortgage companies don't even have them anymore. There might be some local banks that do. Now, other methods to do it would be a home equity loan.
Okay.
You go ahead and get a
That's more common for sure.
Right. You can get either a home equity loan with a fixed amount of money that you're using for down payment that will have a fixed interest rate, or you can get a home equity line of credit that's going to be a variable rate. You only pay interest on what you're borrowing.
Okay.
So that can be really good. So you don't know how much you're going to put down yet. You get a big home equity line, and then you can use that. Now, one caution there is most home equity lines are no closing cost home equity line. However, the only way they could do no closing cost is they assume that you're going to have that home equity line open for a period of time. So if you sell the house, then you may have to pay a penalty of what those closing costs would have been.
Okay.
And I think that's really only fair because you don't want to stick them with a bunch of costs.
Well, that's true. How would one find that out, though?
Well, you'll find that out when you end up applying for a home equity loan.
We can
help people get them. It's something that we don't do a lot of home equities anymore, but we definitely have some good outlets for them.
Now, I know you think outside the box. What's another way a person can get some money?
Okay, so another way they can get money is, for one, just savings, of course, if they start saving for the next house. Or here's one of my favorites, is borrow against your 401k.
Okay. So you take out a little.
Well, now here's the deal: is you borrow against your 401k.
Okay.
There's no penalty on that. You're paying interest to yourself.
Okay.
You can get it where it's paid out through payroll.
You don't have to pay taxes on that.
No, only if you don't pay that money back. Okay. Then when your house sells, and you get that equity from your house selling, then you use that to repay the 401k loan.
Okay.
Okay. So worst case scenario is if you couldn't pay the money back, hopefully it's an amount that even if your house didn't sell, you can afford out of your paycheck. Okay, if it's not and you couldn't pay it, then yes, you would have the 10% penalty plus pay tax on that money. It would become a taxable event.
Sure.
If you couldn't pay the 401k back, you can always cash out other assets too. You can cash out a mutual fund.
Right. Okay,
you can sometimes borrow against life insurance policies. Your cash value life insurance.
You know, CDs used to be a big thing, but they're not anymore.
No. Not much return on investment with CDs.
No.
So those are some of the best ways to access the funds to be able to use for down payment. Another thing that we can do is look at how much would you use for down payment. So as an example, people want to put 20% down so that they can avoid private mortgage insurance.
Okay.
Well, what if they only put 5% down? Because most people can come up with 5%. They'll still get a great interest rate. And yes, they would have private mortgage insurance. Then when their house sells, they go ahead and pay down the balance enough to get rid of the PMI or private mortgage insurance. So that's a great way to do it, where you structure it, less money down, you can get into the property, you have private mortgage insurance, but then you're able to get rid of it very quickly.
That'd be good.
One point of caution, before anybody would ever buy the next house, before they sell their current home, so they have to not only be able to afford two mortgage payments, but they also need to have, I'd say, a minimum of 6 months of house payments for each house in reserve.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's not always a lending requirement.
A lot.
There's a difference. Well, it's not necessarily a lot, though.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about just the amount of money we should have in savings as an emergency fund, you shouldn't do a transaction like that if you don't have a pretty good emergency fund.
It's true.
You should sell your current house first.
And so that brings up another point in all of this. You are an amazing resource of information, and you have great connections. And if I were to do this process, should I use a realtor in this situation?
Okay, the answer to that is yes, you should use a realtor, with the caveat you should use the right realtor.
Okay.
Okay, because I have met a lot of realtors that, of course, they make money by closing transactions. And if they can get you to buy your next house before you sell your current home, they may only look at the money in that and how much money they're going to make without looking at what's in your best interest.
Okay.
That's where I think I really want people to use me as a resource, because I've interviewed all the top realtors. I work with so many of the top realtors, but I only work with the ones that really show ethics.
Right.
That really have their client's best interest at heart first,
mm-hmm.
and the money will come. That can't be the guiding factor, though.
Mm-hmm, right.
The guiding factor has to be what's in their client's best interest in giving good advice. So if you want to meet one of those realtors and make sure you get matched up with somebody who will look out for your best interest, reach out to me. Okay, call me or text me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. And I'll connect you with somebody today, and then also reach out to me and set up a consultation so I can guide you through the process of selling your current home and buying the next one, and which order you should do it in based on your current financial situation. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. On the Doug Haldeman Show, we'll be interviewing some of the top professionals in St. Louis to raise your level of fiscal literacy and improve your real estate knowledge. I want to give a big thank you to our guests today for joining us and sharing their collective wisdom. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.